And postgame continues here on the Wildcat Sports Network for Game 1 of today's men's and women's basketball doubleheader between the Finlandia Lions and Northern Michigan University Wildcats. The Wildcat women victorious in the first game today, 70-42 over Finlandia. And I'm joined up in the booth now by NMU head coach Troy Mattson. Now, coach, you get the win 70-42 over Finlandia, playing down a division after 3 weeks of no basketball. Is this about the kind of game that you were expecting coming into today?
Yeah, I wish we would have played a little bit better in the first half. We got the ball in and around the basket, whether it was offensive rebounds or got the ball in the post or had a nice drive, and we didn't finish shots. I mean, it was very similar to like the Lake Superior game, where I thought we did some really good things, but we didn't finish the play, you know, and we got to get the ball in the basket. We did shoot good free throws tonight. We shot good free throws against Lake Superior the other night. But, you know, finishing the basketball around the baskets, you know, you do all the prep work, you do all the work to get the ball there, and then you just got to make the shot. And we haven't done a really good job of that in the last couple of nights.
And so, with that in mind, the Cats did, however, live up to their MO. They dominated on the glass today, grabbed 14 more rebounds than the Lions did, including 16 offensive, 19 second chance points to just 3 for Finlandia. Were you happy with the rebounding and the level of play down low from the Cats here today?
It was probably okay. You know, we're supposed to, you know, offensive rebound against them. That was a priority of ours. We should dominate them on the glass, you know, and it was 14, but it should be more, I think, because we didn't shoot the ball all that great. I think we could have got a few more offensive rebounds. But, you know, from the thing about this game is, and everybody in the country does it, like I said earlier, it's hard to assimilate a true game in practice. And Finlandia coming in here, giving us that chance, you know, we appreciate it. You know, we got a chance to move, run around, get some basketball legs underneath, because we actually haven't played or practiced all that hard, to be honest with you, since December 11th, and that's almost a month. And so that was the importance of this game. And, you know, and I thought, again, we played really well in the third quarter. I thought our starters did a better job in that quarter, and we had some good play, especially from Andrea Perez. I thought had a lot of energy out there. She had to guard their best player. She shut her down for the majority of the night, and made some big plays on the offensive end too.
And so, coach, as you mentioned, the first basketball in almost a month for the Wildcats, and a tough blow in that third quarter with CJ Romero going down with injury. As much as you can tell us, is there any update on her condition, how she's faring right now?
Yeah, she'll go in for x-rays tomorrow. You know, that's all I can tell you. I don't know exactly, you know, until we get the x-rays back. But that's gonna put us in a little bit of a bind here, because, you know, Mackenzie Holdsworth and CJ are, you know, two freshman point guards that, you know, we hold a lot to them, and they're both out with injuries right now. So we need to get McKaylee back. We need to get McKaylee back because she can move to the point and play some point, and we'll probably have Kayla Tierney play a little bit of point guard also behind Liz. Liz has been doing a great job out there. But our rotations are starting to move around. There's one thing we do have is depth. But, you know, we want to have everybody back for this push in the conference, so maybe give ourselves the best chance.
And with that in mind, coach, as you mentioned, getting back into conference play now in just 4 days, the Cats will be back into the conference gauntlet hosting Purdue Northwest. What's priority number one for the Cats in between now and that tilt against Purdue Northwest in four days' time?
We need to get rested up here tonight and tomorrow and watch some film with the girls tomorrow. And then Chloe and I will start preparing ourselves, you know, for what we need to do against Purdue Northwest. But we're a little bit banged up right now. You know, we lost some people in practice this week that were injured. They played a little bit today, but they're not completely healthy. And so we need to rest as much as we can, because it gets fast and furious playing every Thursday, Saturday, and a couple Mondays in there. We're not going to get much of a break now.
All right, coach, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the win today.
Thank you.
NMU head coach Troy Mattson with his thoughts on the team's 72. 72-